Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A change of seasons means adventures in rain, shine, mist, or snow, or all of the above on the same day. This season, prepare for every season with the Allbirds Mizzle Collection. With all-condition traction and materials and features to keep you comfy and dry no matter what, you'll be ready for anything. Go to allbirds.com and use code FRESHSOCKS for a free pair of socks with your purchase. ALLBIRDS.com, code FRESHSOCKS.
The final edition.
This week we have some sketches about the stupid divisions in this country with a note of hope, maybe misguided hope, I don't know. Plus episode 4 of the obscure county election that changed nothing, which is also political but in a dumber, earlier, less scary, more small town way than what we're used to. This is the final edition Radio Hour.
Doctors say it's time to get your flu shot. The final edition asks the man on the street, what do you think?
I don't know what to do, because I just read that having the flu can also give you autism.
No problem. I'm pretty used to needles.
I'm scared of needles. That's why I always have to take a detour to get to Las Vegas.
Do they still administer them in your butt?
Yeah, they do. You might feel a little prick.
Oh, so like a normal trip to CVS then.
Well, on Instagram, I'm an influencer.
Oh, I love that band, the Flu Fighters.
Mom said if I didn't get my flu shot, I'd be sick. And that's sick.
Shots? Are we doing shots?
I like to sell flu shots cut with baby powder to middle school kids.
Flu shots are for infants and elderly. Basically anyone wearing diapers. Do you see a diaper on me, sir? Would you like to?
Yeah, you can get a flu shot, but... full disclosure, I peed in one of them.
Hi, I'm Do-Wan Chang, co-founder and CEO of Forever 21. You can call me Don.
And I'm his wife, Jin Suk Chang, co-founder and chief merchandising officer of Forever 21. You can also call me Don.
Some of you may have heard that our company has filed for Chapter 11. And as of this past June, we're no longer billionaires.
Though we're still estimated at $800 million apiece, so as a couple, we're still billionaires.
Let it go, Don. Anyway, we just wanted to reassure our customers that we're reorganizing. Nothing major, just closing 350 stores worldwide, ceasing operation in 40 countries.
And acknowledging that our demographic is changing.
That's right, dear. Since we first opened in 1984, we have been the go-to fast fashion location for millennials looking to be sexualized and turned into walking billboards. Want a flaming hot Cheeto sequin crop top for $30? We had you covered. Mm.
But now the oldest millennials are approaching 40.
Which is a betrayal.
I thought it was understood that everyone would stay 21 forever.
It's right there in the name.
And the current crop of 21-year-olds? They're all about sustainability and buying their clothing from thrift stores.
And H&M.
Ugh. So to cater to our changing demographic, we're retrofitting the remaining U.S. locations to serve our aging, sagging customer base. Say goodbye to Forever 21 and hello to 39-ish.
At 39-ish, we'll be offering the latest in fashion for binge-watching the latest season of Glow. Large sizes, neutral colors, and flannel. Miles and miles of flannel.
And nothing says I've given up like our baggy sweatpants and hoodie combos. You'll be in incognito comfort as you sit on the playground, learn to stop thinking of yourself as a sexual object, and supervise the next generation of consumers who will one day replace you.
The next generation of insecure consumers looking to be sexualized and turned into walking billboards.
39-ish. Because if our business is dying, you're dying with us.
At
Admiral Fax.
Sup, cucks and cuckettes. It's your boy, Admiral Fax, sailing the seas of bullshit to bring to light the secret shadow world right under your patriotic noses. I am so sick of all these dumb snowflakes talking about their flat earths and their autism vaccines when there are real-life conspiracies happening right in front of all of your goddamn faces. But none of you sheeple ant lemmings even care, as long as your water is free and your bees are all dead. Ready to take the red pill? Then fasten your seatbelts. But don't really use seatbelts, or as I call them, nooses. That's just a bunch of human-elephant hybrids in Europe trying to strangle you for the audacity of getting into a good old-fashioned American car crash. Okay, so, conspiracy number one, elevators. You ever stop to think about why your cell phone doesn't work on elevators? Or are you too busy drooling over your government-issued driver's licenses? For real, cell phones work in tunnels, on subways, in my mom's basement. Why not elevators? Well, I'll tell you why. If you press the call button in any elevator anywhere on Earth and say, "All hail the Queen of the Underdark," you'll instantly be taken down below the bottom floor to the secret underground world of the worm people. These are 12 to 15 foot long sentient worms who hate all humans and feed themselves by eating our dead pets and grandparents right out of their coffins. And thanks to the dark magic leaking out of the hellmouth under Cincinnati, their queens have the ability to shapeshift into humans. And that's why every quote-unquote powerful woman who tries to tell men what to do, like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez or my step-aunt Doris, who works at Burger King and won't give me free onion rings, is actually a worm person. And the uber queen of all the lesser worm queens? Hillary Clinton. Mic drop.
Admiral Facts. We'll be back.
Get motivated!
To find your career, first find your passion. To find your passion, first find your glasses. If your glasses aren't where you left them, then I don't know what to tell you. The Obscure County Election That Changed Nothing, Episode 4. The Keene County Ledger welcomes the Republicans.
Keene County Ledger, how can I direct you? Please hold. Hey, Scott.
Hey, Hilda. Look, Eileen, that's not what I'm saying. Just... I need a couple of daily stories from you.
So you think I'm not doing my job? You don't think I'm busy?
You're busy, but you gotta produce. Ted wants to lay someone off.
There's going to be more layoffs?
Can you please lower your voice when you say that in the office?
I thought I did.
Just whisper it.
There's going to be more layoffs?
That's how you whisper?
Yeah, why?
I'm not saying you're stupid. I have known you to do non-stupid things in the past.
Show some spine. Say what you think.
I'm saying it's stupid to vote against all incumbents in the county election. Have you met the Republican challengers? Do you know anything about them?
How could I? I'm a stupid, stupid man.
Glad you guys could finally stop in. I'm Executive Editor Scott Engley. You must be...
I am Mrs. Teresa Hornbeck. I was a nursery school aide for 32 years.
Yes, Mrs. Hornbeck. And you're Mr. Swenson.
I'm here to yank out taxes like a weed!
Great. Well, we're glad some candidates are challenging Stonewall's party machine. You're bringing real accountability here.
Maybe we should let them say that rather than you.
You have such a lovely office here.
It's our publisher, Ted Watson.
Good to meet you.
City editor, Carlos Garibay. Editorial page, Don Ramos.
Nice to meet both of you.
Let's get started. Probably the most chronic problem in this county is political corruption. Mrs. Hornbeck, what's your plan for that?
Well, it most certainly is a terrible, terrible problem. How do you think we should fix it?
How do I think?
Yeah.
Well, our paper did a whole series about money disappearing into the county health system.
Oh, could you send me a copy of that?
Yeah, sure. Mr. Swenson, your take on corruption?
Well, I'm a businessman. When you elect businessmen, you get efficiency with a capital O.
Oh, efficiency.
We need people who understand the district.
I'm a little unclear, actually. What business do you run?
I am currently in between projects. I recently ran the large meat store on Covent Street.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't there some story?
An illegal bullfighting ring.
That was a clerical error.
We need more Christians in office. True Christian.
Next question. Real unemployment has reached double digits in this county. Think you were going to send us a plan about that?
I believe that everyone should have a job. It fills a person with such a sense of purpose.
I haven't drawn it up yet, but I'm a businessman, so there's a business solution to a business problem.
You have a specific proposal for the debate?
We're having a debate?
Thursday, 7 o'clock, Ivan Community College. All candidates.
Oh, I usually feed my birds at 7 o'clock. They'll be expecting it.
Excuse me. Sorry for interrupting, Scott, but I have a quick question.
Madeline, we're right in the middle of an important meeting.
Are we really?
I think we've accomplished a lot here.
It's been lovely meeting you all.
It's about time for me to head home.
Sorry, we're cutting checks just this minute, and we don't have any payroll information for a reporter, Jesse Markham.
Jesse? He's not an employee. He's that computer program.
So we don't pay him for stories?
Yeah, we don't even put him in the paper. Wait, what stories?
Well, the whole front page.
Give me the paper. What? Jesse?
Hi, my name is Jesse, a computer-generated reporter with the Keene County Ledger. Are the Masons calling back?
You replaced our stories with Kevin Stonewall's propaganda.
I received calls on deadline.
Okay, you do not take control of the paper. It is not your paper. It is my paper. You no longer work here.
Understood. Initiating blog sequence.
What?
Can I change the subject?
If you feel like you need to, because I can just keep talking about
this. Yeah, I sense.
About how stupid
I am. Is there some kind of smell in the air?
Oh, am I dirty now, too? As well as stupid?
Seriously, I actually don't want to bring this up because New Yorkers are always saying New Jersey smells.
Yeah, like we're some sort of bad college roommate.
But there's something like food, only too strong, like maybe more restaurants than usual.
Excuse me, waiter, this tastes like coffee. What does, sir?
Everything. The crab, the broccoli, the french fries.
Maybe if you rinse out your palate?
The water tastes like coffee.
How does the coffee taste?
Good, actually. Really good.
Well, we could also be downwind of some farms.
New Jersey has farms. A lot of people don't know that.
We are the only ones who know these things.
I hear the governor is a robot.
I heard that, too.
Also, maybe the county incinerator is active.
You make it sound like a volcano.
Hey, can I take one of those dead dogs home with me?
Just burn everything. What is it with you and taking stuff home?
But these smell good, like raspberries.
No, you know what? Something in the air is almost, medicine-y. Like something from a lab.
Actually, yeah, you put your finger on it. It's like a cross between food and medicine.
But then again, I'm stupid.
Fine, you're stupid. You're the stupidest man I've ever met.
Thank you for taking a position.
Are you sure there's no coffee in there, Professor? For God's sake, smell it.
I know how it smells, but all I found... Sir, put it down. All I found in the stool sample was dog food and a lot of chemicals. No coffee.
Fine. Can you carry samples of Norvasc in this lab?
Well, I'll see what I have.
What's Norvasc?
Yeah, blood pressure pills. I'm stockpiling them for when I get laid off and lose health care. So what smells like coffee that isn't coffee?
Artificial coffee flavoring?
I mean, this is a puzzle.
No, Mr. Engley. That's probably it. I identified a few chemicals that are common esters in artificial flavoring agents. Octyl acetate, for example. Gives it a little orange taste.
So they're adding artificial flavoring to dog poo.
Scott, they're not adding it to the poo. They're adding it to the dog food.
Oh. Right. That makes more sense.
This has been episode 4 of The Obscure County Election That Changed Nothing. Return next time when publisher Ted Watson steps up to the plate and says,
I'd like a bag of heroin, please.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
We're all looking to make more sustainable choices, but making your own shoes out of natural materials could pose a few challenges. The twigs and leaves in your yard aren't exactly comfortable. And while mud does perfectly contour the feet, it doesn't score high on the durability front. But thanks to Allbirds, you can skip all the backyard experimentation. At the Allbirds Innovation Lab, they're doing all the sciencey stuff like research and testing to create shoes from natural, sustainable materials. And their innovative processes mean using less of the bad stuff and more of the good, while making shoes unlike any other. Like the Plant Pacer, made with 100% plastic-free plant leather. The Tree Dasher, a running shoe made from eucalyptus tree fiber. And from sugarcane, they've made the Superlight, their lightest shoe ever by weight and carbon footprint. It's not rocket science, it's shoe science. Allbirds is making shoes better than natural. They're super natural. Find your perfect pair at allbirds.com today. That's allbirds.com.
We're back from break.
Deep in the main computer server room for the final edition.
Dominique, someone's hacking into the mainframe.
They're accessing the final edition Radio Hour's archives. Who would do such a thing?
I would. I'm Joe Davis, contributing writer and final edition historian.
Historian, you manage our SoundCloud page.
Potato, tomato. Anyway, we've been attracting many new listeners in the past year, but they may not realize that we've been creating original sketch comedy since 2012.
We? You've only been contributing since 2017.
I did one sketch in 2016. In addition to our new content, the Final Edition SoundCloud page will now be regularly posting best-of material from our 7 years of operation.
But how will we know which sketches are new and which ones are best-of?
Check out the Final Edition logo next to the sketch. If it's red, brand new content. If it's blue, it's new to you.
You do realize that red and content don't rhyme, right?
It's a near rhyme. Shut up.
The Final Edition on SoundCloud. End of the world comedy. On your phone. Admiral Facts.
Conspiracy number two. Horses. Horses don't exist. Every horse you've ever seen has actually been two dogs wearing a horse costume. Why do they do that? Well, I don't know. Because every person who asks questions about it gets sent to a state-controlled mental health facility. Or as I like to call them, concentration camps.
Admiral Facts. We'll be back.
Marching around the world, front and back, diagonally and askew, this is the Final Edition Newsreel.
Dateline Dillon, South Carolina, where President Trump signed an executive order to build a wall around south of the border, the 350-acre tourist trap along Interstate 95 by North Carolina. The executive order calls for a 210-foot wall to be erected around the property high enough to obscure the 200-foot sombrero-shaped observation tower. Have your passport ready, Pedro, at the now segregated south of the border in Dillon, South Carolina. Dateline, Anaheim, California. It is now day 7 of the Disneyland strike as the park's costumed employees protest the brutal working conditions of wearing heavy, full-body costumes in 90-degree heat. Park management have resorted to hiring scab workers to replace their striking employees. And who can fill those giant anthropomorphic animal costumes? Furries. Disneyland has been inundated with applications, many of which claim they've already got the costumes. And we asked one of the new employees how he feels about being a scab.
I mean, I'm already covered in scabs.
The results are sensational, according to 6-year-old park-goer Sally McDonald.
Mickey and the gang sure are excited to be working today. Really excited. Ew.
Yes, frolicking furries yiffing in the Magic Kingdom in Anaheim, California. Dateline Chicago. How many activists does it take to change a light bulb? Ask demonstrators in Pulaski Park, where the local Polish community is protesting their current lack of representation in contemporary jokes. Once a mainstay of Caucasian ethnic humor, the Polish now take a back seat to japes utilizing Irish, Italians, and the Scots. They're fighting back by organizing the first Million Polak March. March organizer Richard Kolaki.
We got a pretty good turnout today, but we would have had even more if so many guys didn't get trapped on the broken escalator.
The festivities ended abruptly when a Polish eyewitness accused Kolaki of taking bribes, claiming to have seen him accepting money and gifts from a Pepsi machine. The Million Polak March, seeking equal opportunity offense in Chicago.
Marching around the world, front and back, diagonally and askew. This has been the Final Edition Newsreel.
Johnny, living in the Midwest agrees with you.
This is MSNBC.
Hey,
Nobody agrees with me.
This is Fox News.
I see on Facebook you and your lady friends are going around the world.
Right-wing violence is on the rise. When is the mainstream media finally going to call it terrorism?
If the world is Ireland and Northern Michigan, then yes, we have been around the world twice.
Liberals think everyone is a terrorist except actual Islamic terrorists. What planet do these people come from?
Planet Hollywood.
Have you seen the old sod? I know it's not your particular burden.
I've been to Ireland a couple of times, yeah.
Two more times and you get your toaster.
Socialism is the soul of the Democratic Party. Well, how's socialism working in Venezuela?
So you're keeping busy?
I teach. I run a podcast. I still do journalism.
Hey, you always land on your feet. I gotta learn that.
It's an illusion. I spend more than I make.
Well, a wise man once said, everything is relative.
Somebody already said that? I was gonna say that.
Signs indicate Donald Trump will refuse to leave office at the end of his term.
How about you? You working?
A little. But I don't want to be one of those old mall cops, kids drawing dicks on my face while I'm sleeping. And I'm not gonna run another police department. My ego couldn't handle another beating.
You're a cop, John. You're not a politician.
Oh, thank you.
You are welcome.
And left-leaning news outlets are still seeing their ratings plummet, while Fox beats their competition.
Still, if honest people can't run things, where are we?
I don't know. I think power has always been a struggle between horrible people, John.
There have been good moments. I mean, this country pulled together to fight the Great War.
Which we wouldn't have won without Stalin.
Must you ruin everything?
Oh, yeah, I think I do.
The president refers to Joe Biden as, quote, another low IQ candidate.
I bet that's all the liberals are talking about.
I mean, if you and I agree on nothing else in politics.
And we don't.
The key thing everywhere is just corruption.
Liberals have this illness about Trump.
Anyway, Johnny, makes me happy seeing you online, dressing up your dog on St. Patrick's Day. Tell your lady friend she's too good for you.
She knows.
It's good to see you, man.
You too. I'll keep you in my prayers.
Sure. Oh. How many Alzheimer's patients does it take to screw in a light bulb?
I don't know how many.
To get to the other side.
More Planned Parenthood clinics are being attacked because Republicans hate women.
Guy goes to the doctor, and the doctor says, I have some bad news. You have Alzheimer's. And the guy says, well, that's pretty bad, but at least I don't have Alzheimer's.
Liberals are coming for your guns.
A guy finds a suitcase full of puppies, so he calls animal control, and the woman on the phone says, that's terrible. Are the puppies moving? And the guy says, I don't know, but that would explain the suitcase.
Why does Trump love Kim Jong-un?
What's long and hard that a Polish bride gets on her wedding night.
Ah, damn it, I know this one.
A new last name.
Oh, right.
How can liberals have any authority on gun control when they don't know a stock from a barrel?
So an English teacher says, in English, a double negative makes a positive, like not unlikely. But you never see a double positive make a negative. And a student in the back of the class says, yeah, right.
This government is the textbook definition of fascism.
An old guy says, back in my day, you could go to the store with $2 and walk out with a loaf of bread, a dozen eggs, and a pack of butter. But nowadays, all the stores have cameras.
Democrats are the enemies of freedom.
What do you call a spider with 28 eyes?
I don't know.
A spider.
You idiot.
Republicans have Kansas duped.
A woman has 15 kids, and they're all named Terry. The lady says, it makes it easy. When I want them all to wake up, I say, Terry, wake up! When it's time for dinner, I say, Terry, dinner! And her friend says, what if you just want to call one of them? And the lady says, oh, well, then I call them by their last name.
Admiral Facts.
At this point, I think they've just about traced my pirate radio signal, so I'll leave you with conspiracy number 3, the truth behind Pizzagate. Now, everybody knows that literally every single member of the Democratic Party, once a year, travels to the same pizza parlor in Washington, D.C. to fuck a kid in the basement. At this point, that's just the basic scientific truth. But what you don't know, because they, if you know who I mean, don't want you to, is that the Democrats leaked that story themselves so that anyone who talked about it would look like an unbalanced, crazy person. Well, joke's on you, because everyone knows that I'm the only normal person in the entire world. Oh, and in case you didn't know who I meant in this case, they is, get ready for it, the Danish royal family. Well, that's enough eye-opening for today. My mom is about to make me some Hot Pockets, and I have to make sure she doesn't put them in the microwave, aka the poison machine.
There's something
everything nice about everyone, but there's everything nice about you.
So that was all written by Joe Davis, Ben Kirshner, and Barry Lenk. It was performed and improvised by all those people, plus Dominique DeBell, Mike Bisaw, and Jessica Park. The Obscure County Election, The Changed Nothing, was written by Barry Lenk. This week's episode was performed by Sean Crespo, Kevin Janis, Noel Deneen, Johnny Zach, Liz Haig, Jared McGrail, Dave Jadico, Roy Koshy, Emily Bryant, Big Robert Kern, the Queen of Philadelphia Theater when I was out there, Jen Childs, and I think I recognize Sharon Spellman's voice in there. Everything was produced and engineered by Barry Lenk, lots of music by Kevin MacLeod. Notably, the little ditty at the end of our SoundCloud promo was a song called Farting Around. I know you were wondering. Good night!
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.